Continuing our learning of the Tshuvot of Rav Avadia Yosef, we're in Tshuvot B'Tshuvot Yichavadah, Chelek Gimel, Siman Yud Chet. Siman Yud Chet is a particularly Israeli-related Tshuvot, but it has ramifications for us as well. He says, Chayalei Tzahal, soldiers who get off for Shabbat. So they get home late on Friday afternoon, and they have to report back to their base on Motzei Shabbat. So they want to do laundry. They want to throw their madim, their uniform, into the laundry, into the washing machine, and then they'll have to pick it up again Motzei Shabbat. They'll have to get it Motzei Shabbat and take it right back with them to the base. So the question is as follows. Can they put put their dirty clothes into the washing machine on Erev Shabbat, set the machine to go before Shabbat, and the machine will keep going on Shabbat? It takes an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever it does. It takes a couple hours. And is that acceptable? Can you turn the washing machine on before Shabbat? That it should continue to work on Shabbat. And we know in terms of the melacha, you didn't do it. The melacha itself of washing you set aside beforehand. So certainly, this is not going to be a Torah prohibition. Torah only prohibits us to do melacha on Shabbat. Here you did the action beforehand. The question is there a gezeira derabanan? Is there a gezeira derabanan not to start a process before Shabbat that continues into Shabbat? Clearly, it's not going to be a Torah prohibition, but is there a rabbinic prohibition, Yisur derabanan, to start something before Shabbat, knowing that it's going to continue on its own into Shabbat? And in fact, this is a machloket between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai. Not using a washing machine, clearly, because they didn't have one. But other types of things, they talk about shorin samimanim, that they used to make a dye type of wool. They would put the wool into a pot, into a vat with color, and they would have to leave it for many, many hours. And so can you do that on Erev Shabbat? Can you put it in on Erev Shabbat before Shabbat begins, even though knowing it'll take many hours and it'll continue to work on Shabbat? Beit Shammai says no, and Beit Hillel says yes. Similarly, can you set traps for animals on Erev Shabbat? Beit Shammai says no, and Beit Hillel says yes, because the action you did before Shabbat. The Gemara explains, so what are they arguing about? Why did Beit Shammai say no and Beit Hillel say yes? What could they possibly be arguing about? You did the melacha before Shabbat. You set it up before Shabbat. I didn't do anything. There's a concept known as Shvitat Kelim. Shvitat Kelim means that just like I'm not allowed to do melacha on Shabbat, just like my animals are even not allowed to do melacha on Shabbat, that's called Shvitat Behema. Right? The Torah says, L'man yenuach shrecha v'chamorcha, that my animals cannot do melacha on Shabbat, even though it's not me. So too, Beit Shammai learns out, there's something called Shvitat Kelim. My objects cannot do melacha on Shabbat either, even if I'm not directly involved with it, just like my animals. I'm not doing it. My animals are doing it. It can't be done. Beit Shammai extends this to Shvitat Kelim. My objects, my utensils, cannot be doing melacha for me on Shabbat, and therefore, if I would set traps before Shabbat, my traps would be doing melacha. If I would set a pot with a dye in it, it would be dying on Shabbat. That would be a problem. It's a little bit of a debate where exactly they learn it from. The Gemara suggests one place, and it's Tosefta. That suggests another place. But in the end of the day, Beit Shammai says there's this concept of Shvitat Kelim. You're not allowed to have your objects to do stuff for you, do melacha for you on Shabbat. But Hillel says, no, that doesn't exist. You're not allowed to do melacha. And the Torah adds on, you're not allowed to allow your animals to do melacha, but Shvitat Kelim, that doesn't apply. And the Rambam, in fact, writes, Mutar lachil melacha erev Shabbat, afal pi shenigmeret meileh b'Shabbat. You may start something on Shabbat, even if it continues into the Shabbat, because we follow Beit Hillel. Shelo ne'esar aleinu lasot melacha ela be'itzumo shel yom. My prohibition is only on Shabbat. Aval kshete'aseh melacha me'atzma b'Shabbat, mutar lanu lehenot mima she'na'asa b'Shabbat me'ilav. We're allowed to do that beforehand because we follow Beit Hillel. As long as you do it beforehand, there is no concept of shvitat kelim. If I set it up beforehand, my kelim can do melacha for me on Shabbat. So we get the concept of a Shabbat clock on a light. The light goes on Shabbat. My utensils are doing melacha for me. That's a problem with Shvitat Kelim. Correct. But we don't follow that. We follow Beit Hillel that rules that Shvitat Kelim is not a problem. Accordingly, it shouldn't be a problem then to put your laundry into the washing machine before Shabbat. Because the washing, I said I did my action before Shabbat, and the laundry washing machine is doing melacha on Shabbat, admittedly, but it's not me doing it, it's the washing machine. There's no problem with Shvitat Kelim. The only issue is that the washing machine makes some noise. So what? So the Gemara in Shabbat, the next page on Yud Chet, writes, "Ein notnim chitin l'toch harechaim shel maim, ela kadei sheitachanu me'erev Shabbat." If you have a water mill, you're going to grind wheat. Different types of grinding meat. There's a windmill, there's a watermill. So a watermill, the water in the river, spins a wheel, and that wheel causes the grinding stone to spin in the horizontal or any other direction, perpendicular, and it grinds the wheat. So can you put flour, can you put wheat in there to make flour on Erev Shabbat? I put the wheat in, and then the water comes by itself, it does the whole thing. So is that acceptable is that acceptable or not? So the Mishnah seems to say, no, you're not allowed to do that. And the question is, why not? Why are you not allowed to do that? So this is the Machloket, Rabba and Rav Yosef. Rabba says, this Mishnah is according to even Beit Hillel. Now, of course, Beit Shammai are going to say no. Beit Shammai forbid Shvitat Kelim. This is a direct violation of Shvitat Kelim. My Kelim, my water mill is working on Shabbat. I put in the wheat beforehand. But my water mill is working on Shabbat. It's a question of Shvitat Kelim. But Rabba says, no. Even Beit Hillel agree. Why would Beit Hillel agree? Beit Hillel don't hold of Shvitat Kelim. Beit Hillel says, as long as I did my action before Shabbat, if my objects, my utensils, my kelim, do melacha on Shabbat, that's not a problem. So why would Beit Hillel object here? The rabbi says, because of mashmi akol. The yeshma says, yilzul Shabbat. It makes a lot of noise. Watermill, Rashi explains, makes a lot of noise. And therefore, it's not appropriate to yilzul Shabbat. Rashi says, you're right, Shvitat kelim is not a problem, according to Beit Hillel. But mashmi akol is making a lot of noise. It's making a lot of noise and it's doing a melacha, which I'm not doing, but my kelim are doing a melacha, it's making a lot of noise, that's not appropriate on Shabbat. And even Beit Hillel, who we follow, would prohibit it. So Rabba would say, you're right, you're allowed to set up things to happen on Shabbat. That's not a problem. As long as you do it before Shabbat, that's fine. But even Beit Hillel say, as long as it doesn't make too much noise. And a washing machine makes some noise. You hear it happening. It's not just like the light turns on. It's making noise. You hear it. It's mashmiya kol. It's a zilzul Shabbat. Now Rav Yosef disagrees. He says, that Mishnah that says you can't put wheat into a water mill on Erev Shabbat, that follows Beit Shammai. That Mishnah is according to Beit Shammai, which we understand. Beit Shammai says it's a problem of Shvitat Kelim. So Beit Shammai, of course, would say you're not allowed to do it. And what about Beit Hillel? So Rav Yosef says that Beit Hillel says it's permissible. This is the same machloket, Rav Yosef explains, between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai says, no, you're not allowed to have your kelim do anything for you on Shabbat. And Beit Shammai says, you're not allowed to have your kelim do anything for you on Shabbat. And Beit Hillel says, you may. So Rav Yosef says, this Mishnah is just another example of the previous Mishnayot. We follow Beit Hillel, so the same way that you're allowed to have your kelim do actions for you on Shabbat, so you can have your water mill do actions for you on Shabbat, also as long as you put the wheat in before Shabbat. You see, for Rav Yosef, he's not concerned about this problem of Mashmiya Kol. So now it makes a big difference. Who do we follow? Rabba or Rav Yosef? Now we know we follow in the Machloket Beit Shammai Beit Hillel, with the question of Shvitat Kelim, we follow Beit Hillel. There is no Shvitat Kelim. The question is, does Beit Hillel, even when they say there's no problem of Shvitat Kelim, hold of this problem of Mashmiya Kol? According to Rabba, Beit Hillel holds of Mashmiya Kol, and even though Beit Hillel holds Shvitat Kelim is not a problem on Shabbat, if it makes noise, it's a problem. And Rav Yosef says, no, there's no such issue as Mashmiya Kol at all. That doesn't exist. Beit Hillel says, as long as you set it up before Shabbat, you're good to go. Beit Shammai says, no, if you set it up before Shabbat and it goes on to Shabbat, you're not allowed. This whole notion of Mashmiya Kol doesn't matter. So who do we follow, Rabba or Rav Yosef? Practically speaking, that would mean, according to Rabba, you could not put your laundry into the washing machine on Shabbat. Why not? The washing machine's working on Shabbat, and Beit Hillel says, that's fine, because it's Mashmiya Kol. And Rav Yosef says, no, Beit Hillel holds, as long as you put it into the washing machine before Shabbat, it's fine. This is a big machloket Rishonim. Rabbeinu Chananel says, we hold like Rabba, that there is a problem with Mashmiya Kol. Tosfot quotes Rabbeinu Tamu, says, there is no problem with Mashmiya Kol. Back and forth, and back and forth, and back and forth, a lot of Rishonim hold either way. The Beit Yosef writes, Ulinyan halacha, kevan she'arif v'harambam, Rabbeinu Tamu tirim, the Rif, the Rambam, and Rabbeinu Tamu agree that it's lenient. They follow Rav Yosef, meaning as long as you put in before Shabbat, not a problem of Mashmiya Kol. That's how we follow, and that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. You don't have to worry about the problem of Mashmiya Kol. That's not a concern, and therefore it should be permissible with the laundry as well. There is some debate what the Rif said, what different years ago, different versions of the Rif. We're going to leave that for now. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Mutal lachet chetim l'tochal v'chaim shel mayim sebech l'chashecha v'chashashim l'shma'at kol. You don't have to worry about the noise that it makes. The Ramah points out to the Ashkenazim, V'yesh osrim barechaim, because the other Baalei Tosafot will disagree. And yesh lachush, anywhere you have lachush lashmat kol, chinogim lachatchila. V'makom ested yesh la'akil. The Ramah writes to the Ashkenazim, they're strict lachatchila, that whenever they could avoid it, they try to avoid it when there's a problem of mashmiya kol. Rav Yosef writes, however, first of all, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's absolutely permissible. The fact that you can put the laundry into the washing machine before Shabbat, the fact that the washing machine works on Shabbat is not a problem. There is no problem of Shvitat Kelim. There's also no problem of Mashmiach. Even according to the Ashkenazim who are generally concerned with issues of Mashmiach Kol, even the Rama himself writes, the Makom have said Yesh La'akel, meaning, why can you be lenient when it's the Makom have said, when you're going to come to a loss? If it's not allowed, it's not allowed. So clearly you see from here, it is allowed. We're just Machmir. The Ashkenazim are just Machmir. Here, the Chayal, his situation, comes home on Friday afternoon, and he's leaving Motei Shabbat. If he's coming home Friday afternoon, leaving Motei Shabbat, he doesn't have another option. That's his only option. And therefore, even the Rama would agree. So Lahalacha, for the chayalim, for the soldiers coming home, both the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama would agree, you could do the laundry, you can put in the laundry before Shabbat, and it goes, works into Shabbat, and that's not a problem. For a regular person, however, what about a regular person? Regular person is no rush. It just happens to be, though. I want to run the laundry, I want to run it before Shabbat. According to Sfaradim, not a problem at all. You can put your laundry in before Shabbat, push the button, and just leave it there the rest of Shabbat, not a problem. According to Ashkenazim, if you don't have to, if you can do it Motzei Shabbat, and there's no loss to you, according to Ashkenazim, since the washing machine makes noise, it shouldn't be allowed.
Have a wonderful evening.